Welcome to the Cairns Writes Podcast, home of science fiction, fantasy, and horror author Michael Cairns, me. If you like what you hear today, you can find more at cairnswrites.com and download free sci-fi novella, Childhood Dreams. In episode 1 of Scarlet's Walk, Martin went missing. Scarlet found the minutes of some council meetings, and she hid under a bed. Scarlet's Walk, episode 2. The steps came into the bedroom, the soft tapping of heels on concrete, and Scarlet took a deep breath, holding it in case they could hear her. 6 weeks ago, she'd faced down a demon in hell, and here she was cowering beneath a bed in some scuzzy estate in West London. It was worse here somehow. In hell, she'd been fighting for her mum, and Martin had been with her. Unconscious, yes, but present just the same. But Martin wasn't here now, and based on what these two had said, he'd been taken somewhere by someone. Maybe if she listened hard and didn't wet herself from fear, they might tell her where he'd been taken. They were turning the place upside down, ripping apart anything the last searchers had left. There wasn't much, though, and in only a few minutes, the second joined the first in the bedroom. There was even less in here, and soon one grabbed the mattress, heaving it into the air. He stared down at Scarlet, but his eyes never blinked, and he dropped it again, leaving her wide-eyed and panting. What the hell had just happened? She looked down at herself. Yep, definitely here and hard to miss. The two stomped back out into the other room, one sniffing almost constantly. There's magic here. Of course there is. This is Martin we're talking about. You know his history, of course. A moment's silence, in which Scarlet could clearly hear the Londoner deciding whether to admit his ignorance or play it cool. Surprisingly, he came clean, which was awesome. Maybe she'd actually find something out about Martin now. Nah, not really. Just know the name. Why? Who is he? Another moment of silence, and without even seeing him, she knew she wanted to punch the other guy. The sound of his voice was just as she suspected, knowing and smug. Martin was one of the council, high up in his time. Then, well, you know, the thing happened with his wife, and he went a little crazy. Started accusing all sorts of things. Wasn't popular, not at all. So out he went. He paused, and Scarlet could imagine him crossing his arms, leaning against a wall, wanting the other man to ask him more. When nothing was forthcoming, he continued anyway. They let him be, until the files went missing. Now we have to find him. If who we think's got him as, how do you propose we do that? More silence. Who do you think's got him? Him? Whatever. Come on, say it. It could be anyone in the underworld. And any one of them has every reason to avoid us like the plague. So your guess is as good as mine. The Londoner sniffed, kicked something that slammed against the wall and made her jump, and walked out. The other guy followed him, and she gasped out of breath. The footsteps paused, and she winced, screwing up her eyes and toes, waiting. Eventually they resumed, and the squat fell quiet. She waited, another 10 minutes or so just to be sure. And another 5, you know, just in case. Finally, she pulled herself out from under the bed and leant against the wall, taking deep breaths. What was the underworld and why did it make her skin crawl? For that matter, who were the council and what had they done to Martin's wife? She had more questions now and not enough answers to go round. More importantly, she still didn't have a clue where Martin was. She pulled the spellbook out and thumbed through until she found the right page. For the rescuing of those trapped. Seemed as good a bet as any. She read down the ingredients list. He should have it all here. There wasn't anything unusual. She crept out into the other room, still expecting the two men to reappear at any moment, and gathered together what she needed from the stuff strewn around the floor. She was getting better at this, and soon it was laid out, the symbols drawn on the concrete, the pungent sage making her nose tickle as the smoke filled the room. She should possibly think about this before she did it. Okay, that was enough. She cleared her throat and said the words and stepped through the bright light. The floor was solid this time, stone or concrete, something other than spongy and gross. It was dark, darker than she would have ideally liked, given the things she could hear. She was about to pull out her phone when a voice boomed through the darkness.
"Welcome, little girl. Tell me, are you the entertainment?"
It was a Dumbledore sort of voice, only with, like, added bass and a history of child abuse. Scarlet spun around, staring about her, hands flapping like they were spiderwebs. She took a deep breath, trying a smile on as he asked again.
"Have you come to amuse us? You look young enough, if a little pale."
"Who are you?" His chuckle was worse than his voice, and she shuddered. Where was Martin? Where the hell was she? And why was this paedophilic freak acting like she was some kind of exotic dancer? Her face was burning red and she covered it with her hands as the lights rose. She was standing in a huge room, the ceiling far above her, and covered in white and gold patterns. All around her were people, men and women, dressed in what she could only describe as magic user wannabe chic. There were robes, real robes, big heavy things in purple and red and black, lined with fur. There was a lot of skin-tight leather and PVC, actually far more than she'd ever wanted to see in her lifetime. There were guys with far more hair than was healthy, and girls with none at all, and an inordinate number of people wearing sunglasses indoors. It was like the Blade film, only without Blade. Maybe she was Blade. Maybe she was completely mad and about to die. The man who had spoken stood, and she took a step back, involuntarily, her laughter dying in her throat. He was big, tall and wide and imposing, and wearing very little. She thought it was called a loincloth, but it was the scales covering the rest of him that made her cringe. He was a sort of silvery grey, like a fish left to dry out in the sun. And as he stepped down from the, what, throne? Yeah, it was carved and had these gold patterns all over it. It was a throne. As he stepped toward her, the scales moved, like loose skin shifting over old bones. They reached his face, where sharp features were drawn together by a pair of piercing green eyes and a hooked nose. He came closer, and she tried to step away, but she was frozen now, her feet refusing to budge. How was there something worse on Earth than a demon was in hell? Actually, Earth had both X Factor and Big Brother, so that answered that.
"You are in the underworld, little girl, deep beneath the city. The question I would ask in return, if you aren't the entertainment, which I will admit saddens me, is why are you here?"
She had to stop shaking. Her voice couldn't tremble. She couldn't show how scared she was. Oh, great start, Scarlet. Really good one. She took a deep breath. "I've come to get Martin." The man threw back his head and laughed. The nasty chuckle of earlier transformed into a roar that filled the vast space. The others sat around the room joined in, slapping thighs and pointing at her as if she'd said the funniest thing. She couldn't help noticing that the laughter felt, in most cases, kind of forced and a bit desperate. She also noticed the few who didn't join in, those quiet ones who just sat and watched. He stopped laughing and turned back to her.
"We've waited a long time for Martin to pay us a visit. Why on earth, or under it for that matter, would I let you take him away?"
That was an excellent question. Unfortunately, she didn't have the first idea what the answer was. Well, Mum always said be honest, and there was a first time for everything. "He's teaching me to use magic, and I've missed two lessons, and that's far too many." The man stared at her, eyebrows raised.
"Martin is teaching you, Well, this is interesting, is it not?
He straightened, holding his hands up for the others around the room to murmur in agreement.
Are you sure he's teaching you? He's not just inviting you over in the hope of someday taking advantage of your young body.
The man leant close in, his thin-lipped mouth curling in a sneer that made sweat break out across her forehead. She shook her head, not trusting her voice to work properly. The man, the thing, whatever it was, nodded, straightening again.
Well, that is intriguing. Show me some magic, little girl. Show me some magic and I might consider letting Martin go.
He stepped back up the steps and settled himself onto the throne. He steepled his hands, resting his chin lightly on his outstretched fingers, and peered down at her. She stared back at him for a moment, then pulled the spellbook out. This was it, really. This was as close to a magic exam as she was going to get. She cracked it open and thumbed rapidly through the pages. She had one chance to do something impressive, to scare this guy into doing what she wanted. Then she found it. For the destruction of darkness, the brightest light.
Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, you can find more at cansrights.com and come back in a week for the next episode. You can also find me on Pinterest, Facebook, Goodreads, and Twitter, or email me at michael@cansrights.com.